Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? It's Bo here with another Bad Batch TV Talk. All right, so admittedly, I'm playing catch-up this week because, some of the previous episodes didn't really, they weren't all that kind of interesting. The Pabu stuff was kind of like, okay, we got a magical island planet somewhere that somehow the Empire doesn't know about, and it gives our main team stakes in the world and kind of gives them a home worth defending, as well as kind of allows for a choice, right? Because before, they didn't really have a choice. They were on the run, they were clones, they had to fight to survive and scrape by. This is not a choice, this is survival. Now, because of Pabu and because of the kind of community that's there that's embraced them, they now have some sort of concept of a home and a peaceful life, which means that if they choose to go back to fight the Empire and to liberate their brothers, as that seems to be the case in the coming episodes, it will, in fact, be a choice. So I get the reason why we've had that, but at the same time, I don't know. It just wasn't all that interesting. The Crosshair episode, by the way, was incredibly dark and brilliant. And I mean, it's everything that this series has been, which is, you know, kind of this evolution of Clone Wars, which really began more as a kid's show and has really kind of matured with its audience. I don't feel comfortable showing my little kids, you know, some of these episodes where you have literal officers being assassinated, committing suicide. There's a lot going on here. You know, I got to wonder about some of the reprogramming elements that we're seeing happen on the cloning planet. If this might even tie into things that we've specifically seen in Mandalorian. You know, last week on Mandalorian, we had with the Doctor going in and having kind of that memory erase machine. I wonder if that very technology that he was so terrified of is the same kind of technology that has been used or will be used on the clones to reprogram them in a way that we saw with, you know, that one that said that he was liberated or he was upgraded. I can't remember exactly what he said, but, you know, they had that one clone that turned against the other clones and then killed himself as opposed to giving up information. I think it's neat that we're seeing kind of this tie-in between these two elements. I think we're going to continue to see that, you know, even like with The Mandalorian and with Bad Batch, really kind of rewarding the fact that they're both playing simultaneously, something that we really haven't seen a whole lot of in the Star Wars streaming services. Like normally you would expect, okay, you get one show and then that ends. And then the next week we might launch the next show. You know what I mean? Like, as opposed to them not only just coming out at the same time, but literally releasing on the same day. I just find that's fascinating. Crosshair, of course, did turn against the Empire and has now been, you know, taken to this cloning planet where they're doing some sort of testing and operations on them. I've heard the theory out there that perhaps what's going on with these clones is that they are going to become the Dark Troopers. And I think that's a really awesome concept if they end up going that route. The Dark Troopers is something that has existed in kind of the Star Wars expanded universe for quite some time, like pre-Disney, well before Disney. And the way in which we've seen that concept evolve through especially video games, but even more, you know, canonically with what happened last season of Mandalorian, you know, they talked about how they removed the final flaw with the Dark Trooper, and the final flaw was the human element. So by the time that Luke is slashing them left and right, they're just these like super ultra omega droids or whatever they are. But before that, there were human dark troopers. And yeah, wouldn't it be interesting if this kind of, you know, cyborg-esque, mentally like mind-controlled or some sort of reprogrammed clone became what will ultimately become the dark trooper program? We could even have, you know, this build up to future seasons of the Bad Batch and other clones fighting against the dark troopers. And I think that's an interesting way to have this, you know, this kind of sub war within the grander war, kind of like in Captain America. You had Captain America fighting Hydra during World War II, but you also had the Allied forces fighting the Nazis. So you had the larger war, but then you also have kind of these hero elements from within fighting these villainous elements from within the other side. And I don't know, there could be something here that we're seeing with all of this. What I loved about it is this, I feel like, was like the first episode of this season, or at least for a long time, where as soon as it ended, I did not want it to end. I was eager for the next episode, and I love that feeling. Feel like this series, and especially this season, has had a lot of that missing, where we've had kind of these one-off episodes here, there, and otherwise, where, you know, there's been character development moments, there's been a lot of quieter moments and softer moments, but they just haven't been all that compelling. And now, you know, as they've kind of, you know, laced in a lot of these compelling elements here and there, now it's starting to come together. So very eager to see what's going to happen next week. Can't wait to find out how the Bad Batch is going to get involved. And, you know, if we're going to be able to rescue Crosshair, or is he now too far gone? I don't know. We'll find out. Let me know your thoughts. I'd love to hear them. Head over to the tvtalk.fm on Twitters to let me know. Hey, we're doing something different, okay? I'm doing something that I haven't done before. I've got some Podasteria t-shirts. I want to give them away. Of course, this podcast is produced by Podasteria Studios, and would love to actually give away a t-shirt to you. And so here's how I'm going to do it. It's incredibly self-serving, and I realize that, and I apologize in advance. I just started an Instagram account very recently, and I'm starting to try to like post there and whatnot. I'd kind of gotten off social media, trying to get back on, and so help me out. Go follow me on Instagram, Incognito. Bo is spelled B-E-A-U, Incognito. And I'll have that linked in the description of this episode. Follow me and just send me a direct message with your t-shirt size. And yeah, and I will choose somebody at random to mail a t-shirt to within the next week. So yeah, so it's Incognito. That's on Instagram. That's the place to do it. And yeah. I've got the description, the link in the description. And like I said, apologizing for the self-servicing promotional thing. But, you know, I've been out of these social media streets. I got to get back in. Help me out. There you go. That's going to do it for me for today. But don't worry, I'll be back in a flash.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.